And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
So we got the name right this week, and it's another exciting day at Talk of the Town Chino Valley at KQ&A. I'm John Coomer. I'm your host for a few more editions of the show, and we'll talk a little bit about that later as well. But on our program today, our first guest is a brand new or pretty new chamber member, MTE Communications. It's a name you probably haven't heard a lot about in the area yet, and so we're excited to have them here with us. And we'll have the Chino Valley Lioness Club with some more updates on our great event coming up this weekend, Wine Bites and Brew. Boy, that's a tongue twister for me. And then we'll have some pretty exciting updates about the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. I have a guest co-host today.
Hello. Thank you.
This is Lorette Brashear from the Chino Valley Lioness Club with some more news coming up shortly. So stay tuned. Today's KQ&A Talk of the Town is going to come right back after these messages on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Region Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And we're back, and our first guest today from MTE Communications is Courtney Stevenson, who is the executive assistant to the chief operating officer for MTE. Welcome, Courtney.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So before we get started, MTE isn't a name that a lot of local people are familiar with, and you're just entering the market, what, in the last 6 months or so?
That's correct.
And so who are you and what do you do?
We started as a telephone company in Idaho back in 1909.
So we've been 1909.
Wow. 1909. Isn't that crazy? Well established for over, do the math, 100 years.
Uh-huh.
And came down into Arizona, I want to say in the late 80s, and then just have recently started into the wireless market, the wireless internet market here in the Chino Valley area.
So why did an Idaho-based utility choose, of all places, Chino Valley, Arizona, to serve?
We found it was an underserved market and wanted to offer service to those who couldn't get it from anyone else.
And when we were talking earlier, you were saying it's not a contiguous area that you serve locally, and it's not just Chino Valley. So tell us a little bit about that.
That is correct. They are non-contiguous areas here in Arizona. The first area we served was, it's called Cascabel, and it's just outside of Benson, Arizona, all along the San Pedro River. And then we also have service over in Young, Arizona, which is by Payson.
Okay.
And then we have a little tiny chunk, I always like to call it, in very, very, very north Scottsdale, close to the Troon Golf Club, I believe, if I have the right location. And then here in Yavapai County, we have non-contiguous areas all over.
Yeah. And, you know, Young, that's a misnomer saying it's close to Payson. It's really in the middle of nowhere.
It is. You are correct.
Halfway
yes.
between the Mogollon Rim and a Roosevelt Lake. And it used to be you could only get there on dirt roads. I don't know if they've paved them yet. But
no, it's still pretty much a dirt road. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's talking about an interesting area to serve that probably was not served before.
Correct.
And so you say the areas here in the Chino Valley and in the Quad City area are non-contiguous. In fact, your office is in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, why is it just sort of sporadic in the area?
So we go where the big other companies maybe don't want to go, and we take care of those customers and get them the service.
Great. So
We do. We have a location in Dewey where we serve some customers.
Great.
And then also far north Prescott Valley.
Wow.
Yes. And out in Crossroads, the Williamson Valley area, and Las Vegas Ranch. And yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's a large area.
It's a large geographic area.
And a lot of it has to do with where you have what line of sight with your...
That has to do with the wireless service for Chino Valley, yes. But those other locations, it's all actually fiber or copper that's in the ground that we put in the ground ourselves. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about your service, speeds, internet speeds, and things like that.
So for the wireless service, we've got three different packages available. The most inexpensive is our 4 meg package. It starts at $39.95 a month.
Wow, that's completely affordable.
It is very affordable, I think. And then the next package is at 6 meg for $59.95.
Still affordable?
Yes. And then on up to 8 meg is at $79.95. That would take care of the folks that are streaming or wanting to do some gaming, and we know that's all, I would say, the rage nowadays. They're very popular.
So how does that compare? You know, the competition brags about their speed and all, and it's not always about speed, is it?
No, it's not always about speed. It's about delivering a superior product to the customer and ensuring they're happy with what they're receiving.
So even at a 8 megabit or megabyte speed, comparing it to the hundreds or the 50s that others offer, you're not getting some of the lag and some of the time that you see the little things spinning around on the screen.
That globe or that hourglass, you shouldn't see it.
I mean, that's pretty important to people, especially those teenagers who are gamers and things like that.
Yep, and those that are aficionados
online shoppers
of Netflix. Yes,
yeah.
Online shoppers. The big Amazon, yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and so here's the big question. What is the data cap? What's the maximum that you get for your money?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
There isn't one.
Pardon me?
There's no data cap.
There's
isn't
no
that
data
crazy?
Cap.
Once again, can you repeat that?
No data cap.
Wow.
You know, we hit our terabyte every month. I have a 14-year-old in the household, so that makes a difference.
It absolutely
and it seems
does.
Like, it seems like our rates increase every 2 to 3 months because we're setting new standards on how much data we use. That's amazing. So.
It's a goal. Mm-hmm. He's got a goal there, that 14-year-old.
Wow, that's amazing. So if you're at 8 megabytes at 80 bucks a month, basically, mm-hmm. Are there fees on top of that and tax or...
I don't believe there's taxes on top of that, but don't quote me
okay,
on that, folks.
Okay, but
sorry.
Still, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. Very good deal.
You know,
I would have to say.
Especially with no data caps, you know, you just go on and on, listen as much as you want without getting a slowdown, without getting nasty messages or anything like that. So
right.
that's great. So do you have, let's see here, you have some specials going on right now.
We do. We've got a free installation period, so if you want to call into our toll-free number.
So it's free installation.
Free installation.
Wow.
Yeah. The other thing that's super fantastic, I like to think, is if you refer a customer and they sign up, we do have a referral credit program.
So what comes with the free installation kit?
Free installation. So you are going to get a custom installation at your house by one or perhaps two of our technicians, depending on their availability and schedules.
So
they come to your house.
They set up everything. They kind of show you how to use it.
Yeah, I would show you. They would say they help you to use it. Absolutely. Yep. They're awesome. And they're local guys, and they care about our company, and they care about the product they're delivering to the customer.
So when you say custom installation, does that mean they put the antenna up on your roof, they point it towards Table Mountain, do they run cable through the attic if you need them to?
Through the attic, if that's where it needs to go. I think sometimes that they go underneath. I think it kind of depends. Custom.
Yeah.
Every house is different.
You know,
no two houses are the same.
Because I know that on the TV side, and on the satellite side, they won't run any cable in your attic. They'll only run it on the outside of the house. So
yeah, they hit the attics. They crawl up there. Absolutely, they do.
So in the summer when it's extremely hot, or in the winter when it's extremely cold, they're still doing it.
They're still doing it, and I'd say if you want to offer them a nice cold water while they're there, that'd be great.
But not a beer, probably.
No, not during working hours, thanks.
Okay. So, well, that's really good. Now, tell us a little bit about the referral program. So they refer a customer. What kind of a credit do they receive? Oh, I see. I ask her a question, and then she gives me the eye there. That,
I'm like, I don't know.
But there is a credit that goes towards your monthly bill.
Absolutely, because that word of mouth, that is what drives a company. The positive word of mouth. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it's a credit that goes towards your
bill.
Service,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So all I have to do is just open my mouth, tell a friend of mine,
or five, ten.
Or neighbors,
absolutely.
And just tell them what I'm doing and what I have, and then a credit will be applied to my bill.
If you and I were to talk, and you had the service, and you told me about it, and I called in, hi, I want to sign up for service, and my friend Lorette referred me. Once I sign up, you would get that referral credit towards your bill.
That is
awesome.
You know, and then I think I'm reading that there are no contracts, so you're month to month.
Correct. Yep. No contracts, no throttling. And hey, that lasts. No data caps.
So no data cap, no throttling. I remember when I first signed up with a wireless provider 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're at a blazing fast 4 megabytes, and they throttled it down to like 400K like 3 weeks later. So
right, yep. No throttling.
That's your hotel-free Wi-Fi speed, by the way.
Ah.
Anymore, that's what it is. So. Well, that's great news for our community. So as I think you're going above and beyond as the executive assistant to the chief operating officer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And with everybody who needs to sign up, they have marginal service where they are. They're out in the middle of nowhere where there's no cable, no fiber optic or anything like that. Now, we can't define on the air if you'll be covered, but if they call...
If they call... We can plug in the address, and they can see. And then what usually happens is those service technicians will go out and do a signal check, so to speak. And if it's good, they'll install you right there.
Right on the spot. Right on the spot.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you want to share with us today, Loretta, if you have some ideas?
Maybe, you know, how can we get a hold of you? How can I reach you?
They can reach us at 1-800-462-4523, or if you have service with someone else and you want to look us up, it's mtecom.net.
mtecom.net.
No .com, .net. mtecom for communications.net.
Exactly. You
perfect,
hit it on the head.
Perfect. Well, we're so glad you joined us today, Courtney. Thank you for coming out and sharing this great information. We hope to see you at more chamber events and community events and continuing to get the name out. So, again, thank you for joining us. And we're going to be back in a few minutes with more of KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley. We'll be right back.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us...
You'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our Pink Lady, Mara.
One of the prettiest ladies you'll ever meet. Her flowers are the color of pink lipstick blotted on a white tissue.
Gorgeous and carefree, her knee-high flowers sing in the slightest of mountain breeze and a hummingbird's dream diet, all for $12.
She dresses up the mailbox and loves driveway heat and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love ladies in pink, they love to shop.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And in this segment, we have Lorette Brashear again. She's with the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary, and she's also a member of the Chino Valley Lioness Club, and along with her is Patty Lindsay from the Chino Valley Lioness Club. Patty's very shy, so it's going to be sort of difficult
to bring her
out. But we're here to talk right now about a way cool event coming up this Saturday at Earthworks in Chino Valley called Wine, Bites, and Brew.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Wine, Bites, and Brew. So we're getting excited. We want everyone to come on out and help and have fun with Wine, Bites, and Brew. Wine Barks and Brew is going to be Wine Bites and
Barks.
Brew.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Not Barks. Is April 28th at Earthworks Garden Center. And so that's in Chino Valley. And it's from 5 to 8 p.m.
And we have like four wineries, two breweries, four or five food vendors. So you are not going to miss having anything to drink.
To eat.
Or drink some more. And we have raffles and silent auction. We even have a coffee bar and masseuses.
We do. We have four of them that are going to be there.
Massage therapy.
Be able to do massage therapy. So while it's a relaxing environment and you can drink your wine or your beer or your coffee, we have some massage therapists there.
So the cost is?
The cost is $25 for advance tickets or $30 at the door. So you can get your tickets on the chamber website.
At chinovalley.org.
Or you can contact any of the lionesses, or you can go by the chamber office and get them as well.
The town hall.
Town hall has them too?
Absolutely.
Also, Tom's Print and Sign has them, and also Bright Star RV and Storage has them out there too. So you don't have to drive everywhere, just a few places.
Right. I'll deliver. If you call me and you say you want them and you have a check in hand, I'll deliver them to you. I'm the guy at the town hall these days. So for $25, and it's really worth paying in advance the $25 because you get 8 tasting tickets. And they're 4-ounce tastes of wine or beer, all the food you can eat, all the coffee you can drink if you want to buzz that late at night, from 5 to 8,
well,
it's not that late.
It is going to have Kahlua and something else.
Exactly.
And don't forget, you get your souvenir glass that says Wine, Bites, and Brew on it.
And then if you want extra taste, how much do those cost?
They're 3 for $5.
So you just look at it this way. If you pay $30 at the door, you're getting eight tastes. But if you get it for $25 in advance and then buy 3 more for the same $30, you're getting 11 tastes. That's a lot of booze. Not that we're trying to encourage,
imbibing. Understand there might be an Uber out there waiting for you.
Well, he's been directed that he's going to be available. My oldest son is an Uber driver.
Perfect.
And I told him from 5 to 8, it won't be too hopping in Prescott yet with the Whiskey Off-Road mountain bike race because it'll be a big night there. But we're only 5 to 8 o'clock. So who are the sponsors?
Perfect. Thanks for asking. So we have music by Brad Newman.
You know, he sent me an email just yesterday saying, why do you call it Wine, Bites, and Brew? It should be Wine, Bites, and Brad. No ego.
We'll change it next year. We'll make it Wine, Bites, Brew, and Brad.
Okay. Well, he might want to get moved up on there, but that's okay.
Well, so we have music by Brad Newman. For our wines, we have Will Lamet, Valley Vineyards, and we also have Superstition Meadery, Prescott
Yum.
Winery.
Yum.
Delicious. And then we have Page Spring Cellars as well.
And then for the beer, we have Insurgent Beer, or Brewing Company, actually from Chino Valley. We also have out of Prescott, Copper Top Ale House. And then we have food from Jed's,
Pink Bird Health, Catering by Liz,
Iron Horse Grill.
And we also have a pizza truck, too,
yes.
That's coming.
I heard there was pizza coming.
There is pizza coming. It's a new addition that he just signed up. So it's wood fire pizza. So he's going to actually, it's mobile. So
it's a food trailer.
Then. Yes.
That's way cool.
We actually have two, the Iron Horse Grill and this wood fire guy. And the thing is, he's just started. So this is going to be a big introduction for him in the community.
And his name is David Gray, and he just started this company. So we're really excited to have him.
So it's going to be a great event. There's, and there's other ways, in addition to buying additional samples and buying your tickets, there's other ways the Lioness Club and the Chino Valley Chamber will give you opportunities to part with more money. So it is a fundraiser. You got to keep that in mind. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about those other ways they can part with their money.
We actually have a part of our silent auction, and part of the silent auction is kind of a hidden auction. We have purses that you'll be able to see the purse, but you don't know what's inside the purse.
And these are like designer purses?
Absolutely.
Nice
completely
things, you know.
Designer, name brand, beautiful looking purses, stuff that I would love. And they are great. And
me, not so much.
You might.
You never
I mean,
know.
There
That's
might
true.
Be
Get
one.
A gift.
It depends on how I identify that day is what we keep saying.
You know,
saying,
it would be
right.
something nice for your wife, but you never know what's inside of it.
That's right.
That's the mystery of it all.
Yeah, that's the important part. And silent auction, only part of it is going to be purses. There'll be other ones that are actually gifts there. Then we have the raffles. You get six tickets for $5. And we've, if I'm not mistaken, we have about 25 raffles and 29 silent auctions.
Wow.
So kind of a lot.
So lots of ways to part with your hard-earned cash. But the cool thing is a lot of this stuff is stuff that you would go out and buy anyhow. You know, that you might buy a weekend away or go to a Diamondbacks game or, I don't know if there's rounds of golf or, you
Absolutely.
Know, yeah. So, but those are types of things that you would, so if you, oftentimes, you can pay just a little bit of a premium and get something real nice and help out the cause.
And this is just a fun way to come out, meet the rest of the community, get to know who your neighbors are, get to know the different organizations, and really start networking.
So how many people do you think we'll have out on Saturday?
Right now, we've already got 200 tickets out there that have been bought.
Wow.
And so...
First-year event.
First-year event, yeah. We've always... the Lionesses have always run the fashion show each year, and last year was our 10th year. And we kind of said, let's do something different. And one of our members about 4 years ago said, I want to do a wine event. And we just kept going, yeah, go away, go away. And then finally this year we said, let's put our foot down. You want to do something different? Let's do wine bites and brew.
Three of my favorite things.
Mine too.
And Brad. And Brad, of course.
Yes,
and
Brad. Can't forget Brad.
So tell us a little bit about Earthworks. I mean, that is a gem in the town of Chino Valley that a lot of people don't know about.
It is. It's we were decorating yesterday, lights and stuff. We had two people standing there going, I've never been beyond the rocks out front. They're going, wow, look at all this stuff. Plants galore, furniture, all kinds of metal art. We'll have to talk to her about some glass art after this event, though. But that's because I'm a glass artist.
Beautiful stuff.
Uh-huh.
She has all her plants that are now in season out. So it's just going to be decorated beautifully.
You know, and all three of us were at the Prescott Valley Chamber Mixer last week, and it was at the big boy of the independent garden centers.
Absolutely.
Over at Waters, and Ken Lane, the owner, got on the microphone and just reaped praises on this event, what you're doing, and especially on his competitor in Chino Valley. He's both very highly of Susie and Earthworks,
yes.
And that's a pretty good testimony, I would say.
Very good.
We're going to have fun, and we want you to come to it.
So to get your tickets, go to chinovalley.org. It's the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce website, and at the top of the page, there is a link. It should be the top of the page starting tomorrow, because tomorrow we have another event that's listed before this one. And so it should be at the top of the page starting tomorrow. You click that link and then just say register. There's a button that says register, and you can buy your ticket. It's online at $25 each before the event, or $30 at the door. But it's good to know in advance how many folks to expect, because that's how we're gearing the food and the beverage and everything else and the prizes. And it's going to be fun no matter what.
Yes, it will.
We're so exciting. We're absolutely excited. Uh-huh. I think it's going to be great for the community, and it's something completely different.
Different for Chino Valley.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I haven't seen one quite like this anywhere.
And for it being a first year, we're really excited in that sense.
Well, let's talk about what the money will be used for, because the Lioness Club does tons of stuff for Chino Valley, and everything they do stays local. They help school districts. I'm not going to talk more, but because Patty, I know she's very shy, and it'll be hard for her to talk, but you know, tell us about some of the wonderful things the Lioness Club does in Chino Valley.
Well, like you said, we do the schools. We've helped with the archery group. We do a I Love Arizona contest. They write a I Love Arizona and why they do it, and we vote on them, and then we give them actually, I know it's more than silver dollars, but we do that. We help the Humane Society in Chino. We've actually sent some of the kids away for events, like the band went to, I think it was Texas for
a bowl game, wasn't it?
It was some kind of game, yeah. So we're always... They really aren't supposed to come and ask us for money, so we go out and listen to what people are saying, or somebody else will tell us an event that's happening, and we go out and we try to help them any way we can, because it's expensive for these kids to go to these other events around the country. And soccer team, like I said, the archery team, we've just done tons of stuff, and we will have a board there to tell you who we've given stuff to.
We help out Hungry Kids.
Oh, Hungry Kids.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we do. And those are the precious kids.
That Hungry Kids project is incredible. It operates in all the communities here. But how many meals do you bag every Thursday?
Every Thursday. This week we're doing it on Wednesday, but it's 250 we do. And that's a lot. We also, the Linuses, if you have hygiene products, toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, shampoo, anything, get it to us. We take it to the high school, and they divvy it up for all the homeless, basically considered homeless kids.
Well, I think there's roughly 2,300 kids in the Chino Valley Unified School District, and the homeless population and those who don't necessarily have the food to even get through the weekend is more than 10%.
Wow.
If you're doing 250 lunches, that's more than, or meals for the weekend, that's more than 10% of the district's enrollment. So, you know, that's quite a testimony for what you all do.
And we started with, I think it was 57. And now 250.
Yeah.
That's
so it's
really
just,
sad.
And you do it with other groups. You know, we want to give credit to the other groups
absolutely.
That do it as well, because I know the Elks are involved, and there are a couple of other organizations. But the Lioness Club is unique in that they don't wait for people to come to them. They go out and look for stuff
yes,
to do,
we
and
do.
Look for the needs in the community. So I have nothing but respect for you.
And one of our signs that will be one of our signs that will be up there at the event is how we believe is that it's not about us, it's about the community, and that's what we truly believe us here at the Lionesses, and I think most people do.
And then how much money that you earn goes out of the area?
The area, once in a while we'll do Heritage Park Zoo something,
yeah,
and then we've helped Brad with YEI.
But it's all in the area.
Right, all in the area.
It's all local. That was my leading question.
So we don't keep it.
That's what it
we don't
was.
Keep
that's
any of
going.
The money.
No.
We give it back to the community.
Once we have the expenses, the rest is gone.
And so another gem of the community of Chino Valley, in addition to Earthworks, is the Chino Valley Lioness Club. How many members strong now?
About 24 for
us. 24 powerful women.
And always recruiting.
Always recruiting, looking for more people. They've had a couple of folks come on recently, and it's just good to see. So we're about out of time for this segment. I'm so glad that you came once again.
Thank you.
It's your last sentence to promote this. And but I know you'll have something else.
Brew.
You'll have a lot more. So Wine, Bites, and Brew this Saturday, April 28th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Earthworks, ChinoValley.org, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle. guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1 Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-Max visit the Philadelphia Phillies Tuesday at 4 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Good news for those seeking employment. Yavapai County is seeing an increase in job growth. The Arizona Office of Economic Opportunity has released its employment report for March, which shows Yavapai County with a more than 3% increase in job growth over the last year. Office spokesman Doug Walls says the rise in non-farm jobs was expected.
These are going to be seasonal gains as temperatures increase in the northern counties. We'll tend to see activity in leisure and hospitality increase.
Wallace explains Arizona's economy continues to grow, up more than 2%.
Over the month, non-farm employment saw gains that were larger than the post-recession average. Over the year, non-farm employment is up 68,600 jobs.
Yavapai County also saw a more than 5% increase in manufacturing job employment from last March, and construction-related job employment is up 8% over that same period. Firefighters are making good progress on the Rattlesnake Fire in northeastern Arizona.
This blaze is burning about 20 miles southwest of the community of Alpine in the Apache Sitgraves National Forest, as well as the Fort Apache and San Carlos Indian Reservations. Fire spokesman Tom Story.
We got 24% containment. We're at 15,423 acres. We have containment lines around the fire, which we are in the process of strengthening by burning out from the fire lines, and that's going to be a several-day process as we work our way around the fire.
Story says the weather has been cooperating.
Seems to be cooperating. We're able to do a bunch of firing operations to strengthen the control lines. So the weather finally is turning in our favor.
Wall says due to the remoteness of the fire, it may take monsoon rains to fully extinguish it. More than 500 firefighters are assigned to the Rattlesnake Fire, which has been burning since April the 11th and is believed to be human-caused. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny and warm this week. I expect an overnight low of 47 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 79 tomorrow and Wednesday. 54 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday and Wednesday of 88. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, I'm Mark Goligoski, and it's time to register your child for the 2018-19 school year. Whether you are looking for a preschool, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, or high school, PUSD has the school for your student. We have an award-winning school board, highly qualified and dedicated teachers, and administrators who truly care about every child every day. And most importantly, a student body we are incredibly proud of. In addition to our highly rated academic programs, PUSD offers music and art programs at all levels, engineering and STEAM curriculums, intramural and competitive sports, with many bringing home state championships, robotics, after-school programs, ROTC, theater, and much more. From our innovative elementary classrooms to graduation at PHS, we have developed pathways for your student that will fit their needs and ambitions while providing an amazing foundation for their future. Come join us and see for yourself why PUSD is the number one school choice for Prescott students and families. For more information, go to our website at prescottschools.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host from the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, John Coomer.
And we're back for our final segment, and I promise some exciting news to share. It's really not that newsy anymore because we've announced this, but my co-host today is Lorette Brashear, currently with the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary.
Yes.
And starting on May 14th, you have a new role.
I do. Starting May 14th, I have a brand new role that I'm very excited about.
And that is?
I am the Director for Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce.
And you wouldn't know how excited I am to hand over the microphone to Lorette. Haven't had to work with Bill all these months. No, I'm just kidding about that. Doing the radio show is really a highlight. It's a lot of fun. But what I thought we'd do this segment is just talk a little bit about the chamber and some of the things that you bring to the table.
Perfect.
And some of the things that you see happening with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. But before we do that, you know, in tribute and in respect to your current employer, the zoo. Tell us a little bit about, you have some pretty exciting stuff going on. You had a lot of people over this last weekend.
We did. This last weekend was Earth Day, so we celebrated Earth Day, and it was also our two birthdays. We had Cassie the Tiger's birthday, who turned 11, and we also had baby Link's birthday, who turned 1.
Wow.
So that just happened this weekend, but coming up is on May 5th, so Cinco de Mayo is Community Appreciation Day at the zoo. So what is that? It's free day.
Free day. Everybody loves free day.
Absolutely. Yes. It's free. So you can come to the zoo and get in for free.
So that means you get free hot dogs, free concessions.
No. That does not mean. It means that you get into the zoo for free. But concessions, we will have concessions out. We'll have things like soda pop and things like that. And those are available for purchase, not part of free day.
As is the gift shop.
Exactly.
So it's not free in the gift shop either. I brought it up simply because you had just mentioned that during the break that inevitably somebody will come in and say, I have to pay for that hot dog.
Exactly. It always happens, but it's free day, so it's one of the things that the zoo does to appreciate our community, and we want to give back to them.
And if you've not been out to Heritage Park Zoo, Zoological Sanctuary. It's a little gem as well. It's one of those little known secrets.
It's absolutely growing all the time. Right now we got 3 new fallow deer in, and they are currently off exhibit only because they're in quarantine. But if you're driving by, you can actually see them. And so what we're going to do is we're building a new addition to it. So there'll be a new pathway that'll go around the raccoons and around the perimeter of the zoo, so you'll be able to see these new fallow deer.
Cool. So now we've talked about your out outgoing employer. Let's talk about your new employer.
Yes.
And some of the things that you see happening in Chino Valley. You know, and I had the pleasure and honor to be the interim director for the past few months, and the last month, interim director while being the full-time economic development staff member for the town of Chino Valley. And it's a diamond in the rough as well. You know, the business owners in Chino Valley are just wonderful.
Yeah.
The board of directors of the chamber just are delightful to work with, and they want what's best for the community. And I see Lorette being a tremendous addition to our staff and our community. She's not somebody from outside the area. She is a local. She has some chamber experience, a lot of nonprofit experience. And I just want to hear a little bit about what your visions are.
You know, I have a lot of different visions for the chamber, but one thing that I really want to do is bring back the fun in it. You know, chambers are a lot of fun, and I used to work at several different ones, and one thing is I really enjoy the networking, I enjoy the people, and that's what makes a chamber. You know, the more people you know, the bigger your spider web gets, and the bigger your spider web gets, the more people understand and know about your business. And so I just would like, you know, to bring in some of the new entrepreneurs, some of the younger guys in as well, and preserve what we have too with all of our other members.
You know, in the past few months, we've tried to have a little bit of fun, and we're seeing attendance at our events starting to increase again.
Yeah.
You know, we had a wonderful mixer last week at the Primrose Inn, and we had well over 100 people. Diet Viterbo, the owner of the Primrose Inn, said, "I stopped counting at 100, and they were still streaming in."
And that was a fantastic mixer.
Yeah, and I think everybody had a blast. Everybody's been having fun at the luncheons, and tomorrow we have another fun event.
We do.
It's the Women in Business Luncheon, and we're honoring our educators in Chino Valley on the eve of something that may or may not be a positive thing for our community, but all four of the principals in the Chino Valley Unified School District are women, and they're awesome women. They've just done so much for the district and the kids in that district.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow, and that's at Centennial Center at Antelope Golf Course on the North Course. It's the old clubhouse. It's been redone beautifully by the city of Prescott. So, you know, we'll have lots of fun. I think that Lorette has that endearing personality, likes to have fun. She knows how to build relationships. I've watched her communicate with the Lioness Group, and I've watched her present. There is no doubt in my mind that this chamber is going places.
Well, thank you. One of the things I thrive myself upon is outside the box thinker. I definitely want to do something different. I want to do something fun and exciting. So our events will change a little bit, but not by much, and just bring that fun edge back into them.
And, you know, and one of the most important things that the chamber does for the community is in the area of economic development. You know, it's my job as the economic development person to go out there and troll for businesses, if you may.
Absolutely.
And retailers. But they have to come into a business community that is professional, that is inviting, that is positive, and that's what the chamber does for the community.
And John, you and I will be working closely together.
Absolutely.
And one of my first questions that I've already been asked is, when am I going to be putting in a fries?
Yeah, and you told her that's not my job.
I did. I said, you know, that's not my job. That's John's job. So
him.
I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about the differences of our jobs.
Okay, why don't we? You know, we have in the economic development arena, there are four areas that we'll be focusing on, and there are subsets of some of them.
Right.
But economic development at the highest level is bringing in jobs to the community with living wages that people in the community who live in Chino Valley don't have to drive to go to work. They can stay in the community, shop in the community, and my vision is that the entire Quad Cities is the workforce for Chino Valley. So if we bring in the right businesses, there'll be
Absolutely.
People actually commuting to Chino Valley. What a thought! And among the first things we're doing, you know, there are companies that are contacting us routinely, and we're in discussions with them, but we're building an economic development on plan.
Right.
And in particular, the Old Home Manor Commerce Park, and that's a working name. We don't know what that's going to be, who's going to be there, but the town has put aside 200 acres, and that's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
Now, the second part is the revenue generation. Our community, the school district gets money from property taxes, but the town of Chino Valley, 85% of the revenues that keep our 140 miles or 150 miles of roads going, that the police department, you know, so on and so forth, it's all sales tax generation. And we're a community that commutes to Prescott and Prescott Valley.
Yeah.
And you bring up fries.
Exactly.
You know, we heard a number, and I haven't validated it, but that the store on Willow Creek Road, 30% of their sales are to Chino Valley residents. And I suspect it's those residents who are driving to and from work in Prescott who go
right.
by there on
on their way home.
Yes, yes. And so wouldn't it be nice if a lot of those folks stayed in Chino and created a demand for putting in a fry in Chino Valley, but one of our top goals for a retailer is another grocery store. We do need a second grocery
Absolutely.
Store. Safeway has served our community very well, but you can't go in there any time of the day without long lines, running out of stuff, you know, and they do as good of a job as they can, but we're ready for a second one. So, you know, I've contacted several already.
Wow.
And we are working on that. It's not a long-term process. So now back to you. Now, the other two areas are building a workforce. And also building a community that people want to live in, because the workforce may not have people who are like all of us Chinos who love
right.
the town just like it is. So, but we want to maintain and preserve the character and quaintness that we have. So, now onto the chamber.
Onto the chamber. So, what does the chamber do for businesses? Well, you know, that's probably one of the questions we get asked a lot: is what can the chamber do for my business? And one thing that I'd like to do is help strengthen everyone's individual business. And it's by knowledge of knowing how to market your company. It's by going out there networking, getting to know who's in your community. And that's kind of the differences between the two jobs, I would say.
Yeah, you're working with existing businesses.
Right,
and
absolutely.
I do to the extent of maintaining them here, or if they want to grow, or if they want to move into a new location. But you're that ongoing contact
the relationships.
And keeps them a part of the community. And we say time and time again, the more you give,
the more you get.
Exactly.
And that's so true.
That's very true. So we're down to 2 minutes. And so, you know, I agree with you completely. And I think we're going to be a great team. You know, we have an excellent chamber. I think our membership is happier daily from what they are seeing. We get compliments routinely. There are still the naysayers, but I know that you're going to do a great job of reaching out.
It's, you know, change is hard, but I think it's for the positive. I think things are going in the great direction. And it's very exciting. What an exciting time for Chino. Yes. I mean, to get somebody like you also, it's a brand new position, and that's just exciting.
Gosh. you know, we have an excellent town council. We have a great mayor.
We do.
Our town manager is great. Development services. The senior staff members are all excellent. They listen well. They want to do what's right for the community and are committed to it. The chamber is there. I think we have a great school district.
Absolutely.
You know, the teachers are very committed. The principals, the superintendent, and school board are all trying to work in concert. It's a good time to be.
What a great time to be in and right now in Chino. It's
yeah.
just growing so much. I have such a love for Chino, and I'm so excited for this.
And that's another great thing, is that I'm not new to Chino Valley. You're not new to Chino Valley. We live there because we love the community.
Absolutely.
And we want to preserve what we have. You know, we don't want growth. We don't want to be a big box capital. Nothing against Prescott Valley for, you know, because we all like to go to the Walmarts. And,
we do.
But at the same time, that's not the character of Chino Valley. So we're working on compatible businesses and, you know, places where people can meet and greet and congregate and have a good time.
Absolutely.
So, well, I'm going to use this last minute. We have a number of things coming up. Thank you, Lorette.
Thank you, John.
That was fun, like always. Women in Business at Centennial Center tomorrow at 11:30 on the 28th, Wine, Bites, and Brew. May 2nd, we have our monthly luncheon, and our guests are Yavapai Regional Medical Center Chief Operations Officer Larry Burns and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Anthony Torres, talking about their plans for Chino Valley and the acquisition of the old urgent care center and what their plans are there. It's going to be very interesting, and we'll send invitations out. You can register online. May 12th, our Area Rotary Club's Casino Night at the Smoke Eye. Rodeo Ground. Mixer on May 15th at a location to be determined. And on June 6th, our monthly luncheon will have guest presenters Pam Pierce and Laura Norman from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. And finally, on June 16th is the annual Bob Kecker Memorial Golf Tournament. And that's about it. That's all we have time for today. So we will see you next week on KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always live on the web at kqna.com. Until next week.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettles High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettles. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's GOETTLS. The guys and gals at Gettles get it.
What I like about you.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 Whitespire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clip Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clip Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.